Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 484, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 26, Shane's Karma, part 1.
It aired August 9th, 2003, written by Mark Hoffmeyer and John Telligan, directed by Charlie Haskell.
John Telligan?
John Telligan sounds like an alien, and he is new. Hey, this is weird. So the next episode also aired on August 9th, because it's a two-parter, right? Mm-hmm. That makes sense. The previous episode also aired on August 9th.
What about the next episode?
The next episode is the 16th, and that's only there's two episodes that day. That's also a two-parter.
What were TV schedules in the early 2000s?
It was Calvin Ball, man. It was like whatever. I mean, like I think it's worse now. Like, right? Because I
don't watch TV.
The only TV I watch is I watch like three shows when they're on. Well, I mean, Good Place is no longer on the air, so I don't watch that anymore. But like, I watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I think that's it.
Yeah, all the shows, because we have DirecTV, which we don't use to watch DirecTV. We use to log into channel applications and watch stuff on demand instead. So we don't watch anything live.
Okay. Because, like, I know that, like, Power Rangers Now is, like, it'll be on Tuesday. Like, they just let you know, well, like, on, hey.
They're on Saturday mornings.
Is it still?
I mean, I don't know. That's what it was for, like, Dino Charge.
Yeah, because I feel like they're, like, and then, well, because I know, like, Steven Universe was, like, all right, we'll be gone for, you know, like, a long time. And then, like, there'll be five episodes in a row, and then we'll see you 3 months later.
What the hell?
I don't know, man.
Because I know Beast Morphers was like Saturday mornings at 10, but then they do take time off to come back for like part two.
Yeah.
Which is just weird to me. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know what
it
happened to TV.
It got weird. Because it's like everyone's new watching habits. And it's like, oh, I mean, just go to DVR and watch it on demand. You don't even use your DirecTV to watch it live.
It's partially my fault.
Yeah, you're part of the problem. But at the same time, like, if it was on those times, if it was consistent, I would probably be more apt to watch it, right? Instead of being like, I don't know when it's on, I'll catch it on Hulu.
Yeah. Oh, surprise, here's six new episodes of Steven Universe.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm like, okay, let me just go buy them on Amazon and then I'll just watch them that way.
Did you have to make them? Did you make them six at a time?
They weren't done yet. And so here and they are. We just dropped them all. Anyway, if you're new here... Sorry. What we do is we pause recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Ninja Storm, pretty dope. Good show. Good characters. Characters welcome. USA, characters welcome.
The show is 100% made in New Zealand.
You're so. Right.
New Zealand. Welcome.
Characters even more welcome.
Yeah. Poorly disguised accents, welcome.
Oh boy, there is. Oh, every time I see Tori, it's just so funny that sometimes it's like, yeah, that's an American accent. Other times I'm like, that is not it. I don't know what you're doing, lady. All right, we're gonna go watch Shane's Karma, Part One.
Ninja Storm Ranger form.
And we're back, and we just watched Shane's Karma Part 1, and it had nothing to do with the same way they use karma in Boruto, or with karma at all, I think.
It's karmish. It's karmish.
There is some karmish.
It's more of like a pay it forward, maybe. But, I don't know, because pay it forward doesn't really come back to the first person.
No. This is more like a, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Shane's hey, thanks.
Shane's hey, thanks, part one.
HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes of the podcast up through Lightspeed. You can also go on to our classic feeds and listen up through Terp. And there is a secret one with InSpace that has not launched or anything, and because that's all supposed to be on the one with Terp, but you know how these things go.
Look, I did want to do that this week, but... Pokemon DLC. My hands are tied.
You're right. And you're downloading it now. I would say do it while you're downloading it, but you're downloading it now.
I'm downloading it now. See, I have this time efficiency thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's figured out.
It is one thing I know about you. So you are an efficient time user.
I'm not. I'm terrible. but I have a Cub Fu to raise, so InSpace has to wait. I'm sorry.
Sorry about it, InSpace. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Seattle Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podbaby and PodNavi.
Navi? Like the fairy?
Yeah, because Navi's in this episode of Power Rangers.
Hot Navi is, yeah.
Hot. Hey, can I just be a guy for a second? Very hot Navi. Yeah, Pod Navi is like every time you walk by anything that has like anything that could be a subject of a podcast, your phone will be like, "Hey, listen," and then it'll download a podcast for you. And if you Z target it, it'll play the podcast
right
for you.
But if you let go of the Z target, then any podcast could start playing.
Anyway, it could. Who knows what happens?
This is wild.
Yeah, it's the wild west. Pod Navi is a weird service. If you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that would be great. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. We really appreciate it because it's literally the only way I get paid. As of when this is recorded, that's true. When it airs, it'll still be true, hopefully. I don't want to get a job until after Thanksgiving. I just want to enjoy one Thanksgiving for once in my life. But we'll see. Unless I can find a job where you don't have to work on Thanksgiving, which seems like a fairy tale.
I don't think those are real.
I don't think they are.
Unless you're like...
My dad used to have one.
Self-employed.
Yeah. Podcasting gives me Thanksgiving off, I guess.
You know,
so.
You know what, me? You've been doing a great job this year. Why don't you take Thanksgiving and Christmas off?
Yeah, you can have 2 days to yourself.
Take the whole week of Christmas off, me. You're a great employee. Well, we can't afford to give you a raise because we already pay you all we can.
Because literally all the money we can possibly give you goes to you. So you just imagine a raise. Christmas bonus is not working on Christmas.
Buy yourself a video game, you've earned.
I don't know what's going to be out in Christmas. There's no E3, so I don't know what games are coming out in Christmas time. Except new Pokemon Snap. Who knows when that's coming out?
Yeah, there's like, we're working on it. We made a trailer.
it looks great. And you can go listen to, at this point, an old episode of Pokemon World Tour where we talked all about it. We haven't recorded it yet, but we will after this.
Yeah.
But I just want Zelda. I want them to be like, hey, surprise. Two Breath Too Wild comes out on December 1st.
E3 was supposed to be what, last week?
Last week, yeah.
So Nintendo must have something, like they were preparing stuff before coronavirus hit. So.
Yeah, well, they released a statement saying that like, we had a lot planned for E3, but because everybody has to work from home now, we're not done with all the stuff we would have put out at E3. So I'm assuming there'll be a direct in like end of this month or July or something. And I just want them to tell me when Two Breath Too Wild is coming out, because I honestly don't give a crystal shit about any other game right now. I just want to play that game. I know nothing about it, and it's so intriguing. I want to go underground with Zelda.
And Metroid Prime 4 is just like, here's a teaser like reveal that we're making it, and now we're never going to talk about it.
Well, fun story about Metroid Prime 4. I don't know if you heard this. They had a studio doing it.
Yeah, and I heard that they like had to just like tear it down and start over.
And they were like, they released a statement that was basically like, so this Metroid Prime 4 sucks, and we're scrapping everything, and we're giving it back to Retro Studios so they can make a good one. Unfortunately, this does mean that they have to start 100% completely over.
Yeah.
Which they then did. So who knows if Metroid Prime 4 is coming out. That is a game I'm also excited about, because Metroid Prime 1 is in my top 5 favorite games of all time, if I had to gun to my head put a list out right now.
Hopefully, if there's a direct, like a faux E3 direct, they just like, they don't need to show a trailer or anything, just show us them working on
just
the game.
Show me a person sitting in a chair working on Metroid Prime 4, like, yeah, and then turn around and be like, don't worry.
Modeling Samus's helmet or something, and just turns around and gives it the old thumbs up.
Yeah, just cool. that's all I need. This is a Monday episode? Anyway, patreon.com/JakeandJosh. This is a Monday episode.
Yeah, because it's a part one.
So we're just going to jump in. since we've already wasted so much time, and we wasted so much time on the last episode. I don't even remember how, but we did it.
Efficiently.
We start off on a space dogfight between two dolphins. The ships look like dolphins, right? It's not just me. Yeah. It's two dolphins. So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Yeah. That's definitely intentional, because the guy is like a shark.
Oh, he is a shark. Yeah. He looks like if you took Max's Wild Force suit and then, like, mutated it and, like, put it in, like, ooze from TMNT.
Max?
The Blue Ranger, who was a shark?
Oh, yeah, he was a shark, huh?
From last season?
And you just street shark him up.
Yeah, we just street sharked Max.
Put some inlines on him.
We'll get to him kind of much later. I don't know. This episode was another one that felt like it was a million years long.
It's telling two stories to tell one story. It's very strange.
I got a lot of hope that on this one, the two-parter will be worth it, because it seems like they put a lot of stuff in the air in this one, and then it kind of all starts coming together at the end. And so next episode can just be like, good the whole time.
I have a theory for the next episode, but we'll have to get through this one before we talk about it.
So the space dogfight's happening. It goes right around Lothar's ship, and they don't even notice or comment on it at all, it doesn't seem like. Because Lothar's like, Zurgain, how's your Zord coming? So I guess Zurgain's making another Zord. Because apparently, I think he made one in like the first couple episodes, and we're like, why the hell does Zurgain have a Zord? But he's making another one.
I do vaguely remember that.
Yeah. It's
weird.
Was
that him?
I think that was him. But what's weird is that I don't think you should be able to call them Zords unless they're good guys.
I think it's fair, because, like, does that mean you can't call bad guys Ranger, like the Psycho Rangers?
Oh, no, you got me there. I just think that Zord is, like, so tied to Zordon that I'm like,
that's
yeah.
That's true. It should be a Zed.
Yeah, it should be. So Zordon has Zords, so Zed would have Zedons.
Yes. Applied directly to this poor Zed.
This show's stupid. Mara and Capri run in, and they are super psyched. They're like, hey, and they do like a twirl, and they're like, what do you think? And Lothar's like, I think I'm going to be sick. What do you want? And they're like, remember when you said we could do our high school reunion here? And he's like, no, not even a little bit. And they're like, well, you did. And he's like, well, that was a mistake on my part.
Yeah, he said that must have had a senior moment.
And they're like, well, you promised, so we're doing it. And that's kind of it. There's also a bad fart joke, because Mara's like, I cut the cheese for the reunion.
Yeah, they were looking at something about mice. Oh, maybe they did notice the ships, because they were like,
yeah,
they're playing
a game
of cat and mouse, and Mara's like, I cut the cheese. I was like, Mara, honey.
Come on. Come. This has got, what's his name?
Tolkien. This is Tolkien writing.
Oh, you're right. J.R.R. Tolkien co-wrote this with Mark Hoffmeyer. John Telligan. This seems like a Telligan joke.
Yeah, he was like, hey, you know what kids laugh at a lot?
They love a fart.
Hey, I've got news for you. Everybody laughs at farts.
Yeah, it never goes away.
But
that's where they come from.
It has to be like a surprise fart. You can't just say, you can't just talk about a fart as a concept and have it be funny.
Theoretical farts are much less funny.
I'm sorry, I just said fart so much.
Also, sometimes fart jokes are stupid and bad.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not 100% hit rate. Anyway, so we cut to Ninja Ops. The Rangers come in. They are all exhausted from training. And they're like, we just ran 55 miles. And then we had to spar for 20 hours straight. I don't remember what they said. They had to do a lot of stuff in a row.
And then they meditated, which like really wore Hunter out.
Hunter's like, I had to do like a lot of intense meditation. And they just like kind of look at him like, okay.
I think it probably is a lot of work for Hunter to chill.
That makes sense. There's a part later where he's trying to take his shirt off and just can't. So I imagine meditating is like pretty tricky for him. Shane especially is like the most tired, because Dustin's like, hey man, you get really wore out from all this training. He's like, yeah, I just haven't been sleeping. I've been having weird dreams. And Tori's like, well, Sensei says you should like think about those dreams because they could tell you stuff about you and things. And he's like,
yeah, okay. I haven't. Do you want to read my dream book? It came with that weird belt I wore a couple episodes ago. Did you dream about losing your teeth? Because I think that means something about money.
Because that's got to do something with money. I don't know. I think it just means that I don't like my teeth and wish they would leave so I could get fake ones. So Sensei, they're like, speaking of Sensei, where is he? And they look over at his little hamster enclosure, and there's just a note on the wall.
He left them a Dear John letter. It's not you, it's me.
Rangers, you're not working out. I'm going to move to New York to find some better Rangers, I guess. No, he's like, hey, I got to go on a retreat to recharge my inner ninja, whatever that means. And so you got tomorrow off. Congratulations.
He doesn't get to decide that, right?
I mean, I think
he can't tell. I mean, from ninja training, I guess.
Yeah, because like
he can't tell them they don't have to be Power Rangers tomorrow.
Can you imagine if like there's a monster attack and they're like, Sensei gave us a day off, my hands are tied.
Yeah, not my problem, man. Sorry. I'm on vacay.
Kung Fu ain't gonna raise itself. So they are like, well, okay, dope. This is radical. Dustin's like, I'm gonna go to the track and then go to the movies. Ooh, maybe I'll do a movies and the track. And everyone's super like jazzed about this, except for Tori, who's like, okay. And they're like, and she turns around and Blake's like, Tori, what's up? What's with that face? And she's like, well, you know, no, I'm excited to have tomorrow off. I just thought like Sensei would be around. And then Shane's like, they're like, why? And Shane's like, oh, it's your birthday tomorrow. And this is like just a very sweet like friends moment that
it
I
is
liked.
Really nice.
And she's like, yeah, and they're like, dope, beach party? We're gonna do a beach party. And they're like, hell yeah. And then Tori says, in what might be the weirdest sentence in the episode, when they're all leaving, she's like, remember to make sure to get enough sleep, because I think tomorrow might be pretty special after all, or something like that. And I'm like, Tori, you just said that because this is an episode of Power Rangers.
Right.
Like, you just said that to set something up.
What? Tori, what do you have planned for this beach party?
What is Tori's plan? Look, it's her birthday. Maybe she just wants to get some. I don't know.
Hey, it's your birthday. That's the only part of that song I know.
The 50 Cent song?
Yeah.
We're going to party like it's your birthday. And then I believe, and I haven't heard the song in a very long time, but I'm pretty sure the next part is, and we don't give a fuck if it's your birthday.
Damn, that's cold-blooded.
So 50 Cent says, it is your birthday, and we will party like it's your birthday, but it doesn't matter if it's your birthday or not.
We were partying like that anyway.
We were just going to be doing this.
You bring the cake. BYOC to your own birthday.
Yeah. Fortunately, they don't make her do that. Shane will be in charge of cake. So we cut to a flashback. Or so I thought. It's a dream, but we don't know that yet. We're about to find that out. And it's a little kid who's clearly Shane because he's in red and looks kind of like Shane.
Yeah, it's like got this washed out filter over it, but the jacket is still bright red.
Yeah. And there, he's in the woods and he hears someone being like, hey, listen.
Hello.
Hello. And he sees this like chimney in the woods. There's like a chimney just in the woods. You know,
it's a fireplace. There's no foundation or any other sign of a house. There's just a fireplace and a chimney here.
Maybe the house burnt down and the chimney was left standing.
It burnt so thoroughly that it was just ashes that grew the trees.
Yes. And the foundation was also just wood. So that burnt too. But the chimney's fine. He sees it and he's like, what? And then there's like, hello. And he like turns around. And he sees this little Navi from Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Stuck in a spider web.
Stuck in a Sigiltula web.
which is an adorable thought. And I would like to see that in an Ocarina of Time thing where just Navi gets stuck in a spider web and she's like, this is gross. So little Shane helps us out and flies away. She's like, thank you. And then she flies away. And then this black vortex ball like slams into little Shane. And Shane wakes up in a cold sweat. Because he was just attacked in his dreams by Gengar's shadow ball.
Yeah.
So then we cut to the next day. Rangers pull up. By which I mean Cam, Tori, and Dustin are pulling up. I had to do a mental Rolodex of which Rangers were there or not.
Cam was driving Tori's van.
Cam was driving because her van's on the other side. The
oh, maybe he because it's New Zealand, right?
Yeah, no. I think it is regular style. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know.
I think he was driving.
No, yeah, because in the first episode when they were in the van, she's driving and she's on that side, so it is regular style. And my brain was like, that's the wrong way because it filmed in New Zealand.
Did they have to ship a van from the United States to New Zealand so that the driver's seat was on the right side for us?
Maybe they just had one. Who knows?
A blue one? I don't know. It's a pretty tall one. A blue VW bug? Not maybe, bug. Bus?
Bus. Maybe they saw that and they were like, look, we're never going to find anything better. We might as well get this now. yeah, Cam was driving because it's Tori's birthday. She doesn't want to have to drive somewhere on her birthday. True.
That's Cam's gift to Tori is that he'll drive to the beach today.
So they all get out. They got a whole bunch of stuff. Blake and Hunter are already there. They're like, all right, time to start. Beach party times. And they're like, wait a minute, where's Shane? And they're like, oh, don't tell me he's bailing. And then Hunter's like, he can't bail. He has to bring the cake. And then up runs Shane with a big box. It just says cake on it.
Cake?
It says like Blue Bay Harbor cakes.
I don't know how I feel about eating cake on a beach. I don't feel like that's something I want to do.
You don't want to have cake by the ocean?
I don't want to have sandy cake.
Well, you don't put it in the sand.
I mean, you don't, but like a good little gust of wind off the ocean, blowing little sand particles up into your cake.
Well,
some bully's going to come by and kick sand in the potato salad.
Well, that's why you keep it in the box and you just open the lid and you come from the top and cut a slice that way.
I didn't think that would be a little bit of a pain to cut.
Yeah.
Depending on how close the edges of the cake are to the box, which also, hopefully is very close. Otherwise, Shane just like totally thrashed that cake.
Also, this is a big box. Shane got Tori a big cake.
Yeah, it's her birthday.
It's like a foot tall cake. That's
stopped
a tall
by,
cake.
He stopped by DQ and he was like, give me two cakes on top of each other. It's my friend's birthday.
Stack them up. It's my friend's birthday. So he's like, hey, here's your cake. And she's like, oh, sweet. And he's like, hey, I got to go. And she's like, because she's like, you are not dressed for beach activities. And he's like, no, I have to go to the woods. And she's like, why? And he's like, I had a dream. I had that dream again. I think it's telling me something. And she's like, it's telling you to ruin your friend's birthday party, which is kind of cold, Tori. But at the same time, she's a teenager and it's her birthday. So I get it.
Yeah. It's like of all the, you said you've been having this dream, not like, this isn't like the second time you've had it.
Yeah.
You choose of all the times you've had it, of all the days.
You choose my birthday.
You choose my birth on my birthday.
My special day. On Tori Day, Shane?
Disgusting.
It's embarrassing, really. But he's like, look, I just got to go to the woods for like a minute and then I'll be back. I promise. And she's like, you better. And then it's weird because he's like, you better. And then she gets cut off, but not by anything. And then a second later, because Shane's running away, Dustin hits her with a beach ball. And she's like, I'm going to kill you now.
She grabs what I thought was the cake box, but I really hope it wasn't because she kicks it at everybody.
I think it's the beach ball, I hope. Okay. She's like, fuck this cake.
Let's get my birthday. I'm going to boot your cake into the ocean.
So we cut to the woods. There's nothing there. JK, Navi's here now. Yeah, you see Navi run by.
He's presumably been in there for a minute because he's walking around. He's like, I don't know why I did this. This was dumb. This is just the woods.
He's like, this is the woods. This is just the woods. And then Navi like flies by and he's like, whoa, that was Navi from Legend of Zelda. And then Gengar Shadow Ball runs past him. But this time he is not a child. He is a trained ninja and Power Ranger. So he spin kicks the Shadow Ball and it's pretty great.
Yeah, it rules.
Turns out this evil Navi Shadow Ball is a monster. His name is Vexicus, as we will learn in a second, but it did take me several times of hearing that to understand that they were saying Vexicus and not just kind of grumbling.
Yeah.
But he's like, my autocorrect got weird. I don't know what I think I was trying to say. Ain't scared, but it got real weird. And she said, ain't clacked.
He ain't clacked.
He's not clacked at all.
He got spin kicked, but he ain't clacked.
Well, Shane isn't clacked. So he did a spin kick because he's not clacked anymore. He used to be clacked when he was a baby.
Right. But well, no longer. I'd be clacked too if Gengar was using Shadow Ball.
For sure.
Me.
I'm just a guy. I can't take a shadow ball to the chest. I don't know what my defense, my special defense is.
My special defense probably pretty low.
Probably, if I had to guess, it'd probably be pretty low for me too.
I don't know if any of my stats are really that high.
I feel like my HP would be up there. Probably pretty low special attack. Regular attack might be all right. I don't know. I'd have to take a test online or something to figure it out.
I've never done magic, so I don't know.
That's true.
About me my special, I don't know how good at it I'd be.
I can make
Chris Angel though has a 255 special.
He's
attack.
Got an enormous special attack. So Shane's like, he's like, get out of here, guy. And Shane's like, I'm not scared of one of Lothor's goons. And he's like, my name's Vexicus, and I don't work for anybody. And I'm like, okay, Vexicus. He's a shark man.
Okay, so I do just want to point out that the last episode ended with Motodrone. Turning back on, lying on a table hooked up to a bunch of machines. And Motodrone also said, I don't work for anybody.
Uh-huh.
It's just a weird similarity that I wanted to point out, and also that Motodrone is just chilling on Lothor's ship.
Yeah, we don't even get a shot of him at all this episode.
So I don't know when he's going to come back. I'm assuming that he will, or else they wouldn't have teased it.
I mean, what if they don't? What if they just never come back to Motodrone? That's my in for the 30th anniversary. So if I were to write a Forever Red part 2 to Ever Red, Motodrone would be the bad guy.
Because I was starting to think maybe like Motodrone and Vexicus are of the same order or something, but Lothor knows Vexicus and had no idea what Motodrone was because he was made in a lab by a nerd. So
he was just a Parry.
Yeah.
He was just Parry, and then he was turned into Motodrone. Yeah, Vexicus is like a known quantity in the universe. So he's like, give me the carving. And I'm like, what?
I didn't even hear that. I just heard, give me the blah, blah.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't think he said carving. Because Shane's like, no, and then morphs.
Because he says it again at one point.
In like a minute, he'll say it again.
Yeah, and I heard, like, give me the Charmeleon.
I think he said Carmeleon.
And I was like, you better be careful. Nintendo, cease and desist your ass.
Yeah, they're litigious. I think he said Carmeleon. So Shane morphs, and then he gets blasted, and he demorphs. And then, like, it's a 1 second. And then Vexicus is like, give me the Carmeleon. And I think Carmeleon is like how sometimes in Power Rangers, they take a regular word and to turn it into an alien, they will just mess up the end of it. Right. Yeah. So maybe Carmeleon is what the Tinkerbell light is, because when he says that, Tinkerbell, the little Navi, turns into a babe, just turns into a babe instead of Navi.
Yeah.
And she's there now. And then he goes to kill Shane because he's mad, but she saves Shane by, like, flying at him and teleporting away. And there's, like, this cool, like, teleport bubble effect where, like, it goes around Shane and then it's, like, and then, like, pops inward, but then it's gone. And Vexicus is just there looking like a dork in the woods.
Nerd.
Just LARPing. Just LARPing in the woods, Vexicus. Which, like, to be fair to LARPing, no shade on LARPing. Because it's just D&D standing up,
right? Yeah, I was going to say, dude, in like 15 years, LARPing is going to be hot. Everyone's going to be LARPing.
Oh, for sure.
Just be LARPing. I can't wait. Podcasts.
I'm sure there already is. I can't wait to watch the World Championships of LARPing on ESPN 9.
Is LARPing...
Hey, can I tell you, if G4 was still on, there would absolutely be a LARPing show.
I mean, LARPing is just the Game of Thrones without TV camera.
It's just
Or a budget.
It's D&D at a Ren Faire.
It's a Ren Faire without the booths.
Yeah, but no booths. And you all have characters and stuff.
Dude, and like, I would LARP. I'd LARP.
It seems pretty dope. I think I would LARP probably. I don't know if I could wear Tuatha's outfit. I don't think I have the hips for that, but
can we go to a LARP and be Bill and Ted?
Yes. If anyone is doing a LARP, right now we can't do a LARP because there's a global pandemic, but as soon as the global pandemic is off, for real, and not just because we all got bored of it, which is what the world seems to be doing right now. Anyway, so I think she's the Carmeleon, and she's just a bit. Here's the thing. So they teleport away, and we know she's an alien because she came from space as a Navi, and now she's a lady, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But Shane doesn't know that yet, so we have to just look at him like he's a dummy. But also, she's wearing jeans.
She's wearing jeans, but they are, like, no jeans I've ever seen. Because they're frayed at the waist and they're frayed at the ankles.
They are frayed at the waist jeans. They are... You know how sometimes you get pre-worn jeans, right? Where they got a hole in the knee.
Yeah, sure. And they're like faded on the thighs.
Yeah, these are pre-worn at the tops and bottoms.
It looks... I couldn't get a good look because it's like standard definition from across the living room. And I wasn't about to like be like extra weird and get all up in there and look at her waist.
Right. Right.
But it looks like... You know how like a swimsuit has that netting inside?
Right, yeah.
It looks like because her waist was frayed, it had to have this like elastic waist like netting kind of sewn into it to hold her pants up.
I thought it was like a belt, but then it was sort of like, because there's a girl that I worked with and she would wear like these high-waisted jeans, but the top of the jeans would like go over the belt, like not like cover it, but they were significantly higher up than the belt would go. And I feel like this is the same thing as that, where like there's just like a thing around her. But
it could be.
Because it comes up so much, it just looks like it's some sort of pants keeping up device that isn't a belt.
It's just the weirdest pants.
But they are definitively jeans because they are clearly made of denim and they have like jeans pockets.
Yeah.
So
there's nothing weird about her. She's just a pretty girl. She's got like a tank top on and these weird frayed jeans and like some sandals that you would buy at Fashion Bug.
Fashion Bug. The only weird thing...
She has an armband with a feather in it?
She has two armbands. One is just like one armband, and the other one is like two armbands that are keeping what I thought was just a stick, but now that you said feather, maybe it was a feather. But that's the only thing that's like not just normal stuff you would wear every day. Because it's just, she's just wearing like a shirt, like a tank top that she got from the Gap. Like, but she's like, hey, thanks. And he's like, cool. And then we cut away to Mara and Capri jazzercising because they got to tighten up all their loose stuff.
Yes, the reunion, baby.
This is what they say. They got their reunion coming up. They want to look hot. And I didn't go to my reunion, but if I did, I would have done some sit-ups first. So
I think they're doing fine.
Yeah, they I don't think they need it, but like,
yeah, I don't,
you know,
if they looked any hotter, them, I don't know.
Lothar comes in. Also, Boxeroo, Bob and Boxeroo, is the one leading the jazzercise on the TV.
Oh, is that who that was? So he made videos before he died. Well, that's good.
Well, then Lothar comes in and shoots it with a laser and blows it up because he's like, Vexicus is here. Your thing is canceled. They're like, you can't cancel it. We're getting all hot for it. And he's like, I don't care. There's a guy who hates me, a bounty hunter who super duper hates me. And you and your dumbass college friends or high school friends are gonna be running amok on my ship while I'm worried about Mexicans coming. And they're like, they start crying. And he's like, just go somewhere else. I don't care. And so they leave. And then he's like, all right, we got to find the ship. We got to find out, like, you know, where he is, how he got here. And Jubo's like, maybe it's cloaked. And he's like, oh, you think so? Oh, you think maybe the spaceship is cloaked, Jubo? No, duh.
There's too much Jubo in this episode.
Way too much. And he's even dumber now.
Yeah, well, because he was humbled, I guess.
I don't know.
They ate his lunch, and so now he's like, I guess I'm stupid.
I guess I'll be the dumbest squat ever, which is impressive, because squat was pretty dumb.
Squat was pretty dumb, but at least he was like a little charming.
Yeah, and he could infiltrate anywhere.
He had like a weird, like Galarian Meowth chin.
Yep.
Which is like, are those hairs or are those his skin?
And like a knight helmet.
I miss Squat. He was like a blueberry gorilla or whatever.
Yeah, kind of. So they're like, all right, whatever, go down there. So we cut back to the Rangers having fun at the beach, and they're like, Tori's like, maybe we should go find Shane. And they're like, no, Tori, look. And I think even Cam's like, look, I'm always the first one that said, no, I think that's when Shane was like, I gotta go. Cam's like, I always say put duty before pleasure, but it's birthday times. We got a day off. He's like, I gotta go to the woods. But yeah, she's like, I don't know, maybe we should have. And they're like, no, we don't know what's happening. Like, you know, like, it's, he'll tell us if something's going on. Just enjoy your birthday. And then Hunter's like, yeah, let's run into the water. And they're like, all right, let's do that. And then yeah, Hunter's like, first one's there's a little girl and looks at Tori and she's like, I will kill you.
Yeah, she straight, like, squares up and she's like, you're going to die because you said that.
I'm going to drown you.
At some point, Cam says he has CyberCam turned on, so if anything weird happens, CyberCam will let them know. And I just wanted to mention that because it's important.
Later. Yeah, he's like Clam is on and at the thing, keeping track of stuff, so don't worry. So we cut to the woods. Shane's walking with this woman, and he's like, all right, let me try to get you home. She's like, how do you know I live this way? And he's like, maybe you should tell me which way you live so we can figure that out then. She's like, up. I live in sky. I'm alien. And he's like, I don't think so. And she's like, come on. He's like, for real? She's like, yeah, I'm an alien. And my name is Skyla. And she also, she has her American accent, very good. But every once in a while, there's just like a stray vowel in the middle of a word that just like hits different. And I'm like, ah, you cannot hide it from me, Skyla. So then we cut to Zergane and Jubo searching. Jubo's annoying and stupid. And he's like, I'm hungry. And Zergane's like, shut up. I don't have snacks because we're on a mission. And he's like, I'm going to eat this frog that I found. And he starts hopping like a frog, and then he hits his head on the invisible ship. It's really stupid.
Zergane's like, I don't eat on missions. And Chubo's like, well, you need to feed your body.
It's a machine.
Sometimes,
food is fuel.
Yeah. Like, I'm assuming he probably ate before the mission. Like, he,
yeah,
he doesn't
like he planned.
Not eat. He's not Tucker, who just needs to constantly have food.
That is one sleeping ass cat. That picture of him just like dead in your lap.
That's my favorite picture I've ever taken. It's my phone background now. I love that picture. I look at it all the time.
He's just like,
Oh, I'm getting a phone call.
A phone call?
From potential spam.
Ooh, put him on. Put him on the podcast. Make him famous.
I hung up on him already.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah, Tucker just, like, he'll go to his food dish and he'll eat a couple bites and then he'll come get me and be like, hey, I need more.
And it's empty.
They're like, Tucker, it's full.
It's so full.
There's two bowls of food out here and they're both full.
He's like, I can't, Dad, you gotta fill it up.
I just needed you to tell me, Dad, thank you.
Oh.
He's very cute. I love that guy.
So Jubo hits his head on a spaceship and they, maybe he doesn't tell them. Hold on. Maybe Lothar just blows up the TV and is like, shut up, this is annoying.
Oh, yeah, because then this is when he cancels the reunion.
Yeah, because they're like, Vexicus is the sworn enemy of Lothar, but he's also a bad guy. And I like that there's kind of multiple moralities in play. It's not just like good guy side and bad guy side. You know, some people are on their side. Much like Astronema, I'm on my side. But yeah, so he's like, all right, let's go tell Lothar. And they hit a button to like re-cloak the ship. I don't know how you would do that to somebody else's ship, but they do it. And then Clam is there. And he's like, where are you going, dudes? And they're like, we're going to leave. He's like, I don't think so. Tell me about this spaceship.
Cyber Cam is so inconsistent because sometimes it's just Cam.
Uh-huh.
And you don't know that it's not him until he walks up from behind you.
Yep.
Other times, it's this guy.
This guy, I like this guy.
Like this guy. What I don't like is that sometimes he tricks them.
Yeah.
Just seems mean. Just for the joke. Just for the visual gag.
Yeah. Because, like, the first Clam was like, what's up, dude? He was, like, the worst Bill and Ted, right? Like 2003 Bill and Ted would be the worst Bill and Ted. Imagine they rebooted Bill and Ted in 2003. It'd be terrible.
Yeah, I'm really glad that the sequel didn't happen for a long time.
And they're just like old dads now.
I know. And the movie is about them being old dads.
And I kind of love that. but he's like, he's just like kind of a dude, but he's not like way too much about it. But
yeah.
Then they're like, all right, Zaki's kill this guy. And so the Zaki's come down and then Clam just beats the hell out of him.
He's excited. He's like, oh, heck yeah.
Hell yeah, let's do this. And then he fights them all. He does, like, Bruce Lee taunts after he knocks, like, six down. And then Jubo and Zergane dip. And then Clam's like, oh, and he teleports back. And it seems like he didn't mean to, but maybe he did because no one is there to teleport him.
Yeah, I mean, he must have done it on purpose because as soon as he gets there, he, like, walks up to the computer and does a FaceTime with regular Cam.
Yeah. Who is talking into his amulet as if it is like a lavalier mic.
I don't know. I like the amulet like just by itself, but I don't like that it has to do all the Warfer stuff.
It's a magic thing from long ago. It can just be a power source, yeah, right?
And like, I don't know. You could probably just talk into it without having to hold it up to your mouth.
Yeah, or you know, like, just grab Dustin's hand. That would be fun, right?
Or
if he's like, I don't have one. Let me just talk on Dustin's hand.
Just talking to the camera. They used to do that all the time.
And the camera, because we see on the screen, it's looking at them. So Clam has some way of looking at them. They should know that. It's their technology.
Yeah, it's that old Zordon tech.
Yeah. So anyway,
a lot
he's
of
like,
Zordon callbacks in this for nobody else but us.
Yeah. For people who are the real ones who are paying real attention to Zordon. But yeah, so Clam's like, hey, this, all the stuff that just happened in the previous scene. And they're like, all right, Clam's like, all right, I'm going to go back. I'm going to check it out. And then Tori's like, it's my birthday. And he's like, I know, but like, y'all stay here. Or I think even the Thunders are like, we'll go too. And he's like, no. You stay here and have fun at a birthday.
Stay here and have fun with Tori.
With Tori on her birthday. She deserves a nice thing. She deserves to go do a ball. But he's like, I'm going to go back because since Dad's not here, like, I'd really feel better checking this out myself. I'll be back as soon as I figure out what's going on. And they're like, okay. And she's like clearly bummed, but like desperately trying to keep it together.
Is this
which
when
is,
they put like the swan floaty upside down on her head?
They put it on her head like a crown, but it's like a sad upside down swan
like,
princess.
Look at all the fun we're going to have.
And she's like, yeah.
This is wild and crazy.
It just zooms in on her sad face with an upside down swan floaty. And she's like, okay, let's go have fun at the beach.
I guess I'll just go stand in the water now.
Just standing ankle deep in the water, letting the undertow get me. So we cut up to Lothar, and this is when he cancels the reunion. He's like, reunion's off. Vexicus is here. I'm not going to have you and a bunch of your dumb friends running around ruining stuff while I got to worry about him. And they're like, ah. And then so he's like, just go anywhere else in the goddamn world. I don't care. So they leave. And he's like, all right, Zergane, that new Zord, what's up with it? He's like, it's ready to go. It's fully operational, ready to go. He's like, all right, cool. But don't attack until we know why.
Yeah, I built it from scratch, I guess. The ship's not super big. Where do they keep a whole Zord?
I feel like the ship is a lot bigger than what we see. Because we only really see the one room.
It's the one room, which is like the captain's quarters.
It's like the deck.
Or the deck. And then you have everyone's bedrooms.
Yeah, which we rarely, if ever, see.
And I guess
and there was like a hallway.
Just, yeah, and I guess the whole back of the ship is just a big Zord hangar.
It's just a garage for Zords. So he's like, yeah, don't send it down until we know why, though. And I'm like, okay, Lothar, that seems dumb, but you know what? It's your plan, so we'll go with it. We'll see what happens. So we cut down. To Shane and Skyla. They're walking through the woods. And she's like, they're like kind of like, not like fighting, but they're like a little combative about stuff. Like, it's like flirty fighting. It's like arguing more than anything, but it's like flirty when they do it. I don't remember what they say at all, but I just remember the tone of it. And I was like, these two are kind of cute together. I can't wait until she just turns into armor and he never talks about her again.
Oh, yeah, she's gonna be the armor.
I can almost guarantee it. It's in the new credits. There's just muscle butt suit in the credits. She came here to give Shane something. And the Netflix description, like, in a weird turn of events, actually informs the story a lot more than what the episode does. Because there's a part that doesn't make sense unless you read the Netflix description.
Oh, I didn't read it.
We'll get there in a minute then. So they get to this like part of the forest. He's like, where am I? And there's a chimney there. He's like, this is the when I was a kid. And she's like, yeah, this is the first time we met. And he's like, you were the little Navi that got stuck in the spider web. And I was, for a second, I was like, they're going to pan over and the spiderweb's still going to be there.
So, Shane didn't recognize his dream as something that he did before until right now.
No, I mean, I don't know. Because, like, my dreams are always really weird and fuzzy. And, like, even the ones that, like, I remember the things that happened, it's always, like, blurry around the edges and, like, nothing really makes a lot of sense.
Mine are also really fuzzy. Sometimes I'll be like, this in the dream, I'll know that it's the dream because nothing's in focus.
That's one of the ways I can tell. It's like, oh, I can't see the outsides. You know, it's like someone put Vaseline on the outsides of my eyeballs. Like, this is probably a dream. Other times I'm like, whoa, this is life. And I can't do anything different than what I would normally be doing, which is, I guess, build a go-kart with my ex-landlord. Like, sure. It's never that cohesive. It's always just weird stuff happening. But, like, if I had a dream about, like, a memory, like a straight-up memory, I don't know if I would recognize that.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah. It's not an experience I think I've had, so.
Yeah, not that I can remember, anyway. So she's like, yeah, and this is where I'm gonna pay you back for helping me. And then out of nowhere, Vexicus just, like, grabs her and is like, payback? Or maybe he grabs Shane. And he's like, payback? Sounds great. Time to kill you. And then, this is when we cut to Lothor, who's like, oh, he's here to get a thing from that lady. Don't let him. Don't let him get the thing from the lady. And that's when the Zord goes down, I think.
Does the Zord ever interact with Vexicus?
No. Not this episode.
Okay.
Well, because I feel like it's about to, but then the Rangers see it. They teleport away, and they land somewhere else, and they're like, we don't have much time. Maybe this is before Vexicus shows up?
I don't know.
No, they do teleport again. Okay, yeah. So
yeah, he like goes to blast them and they teleport away again. So
they teleport again and then she's like, oh, you know, don't tell me you've never seen an alien before. He's like, never seen one like you.
They all look like Vexicus. They're not hot like you.
Yeah, you're the only one that's hot. Asterisk. Mara and Capri are right up there.
That's true.
So some are hot. Most are like Vexicus. So it's a bit skewed.
But even Mara and Capri are, like, not just regular human looking.
Yeah, they have, like, weird hair and different outfits. She looks like if you made a fan film of Tomb Raider in 2003.
It's just hip Lara Croft.
Yeah. And she's like, okay. And then we cut to the Rangers. Cam tells them that Shane's being blocked by something. Whatever's cloaking the ship is probably cloaking Shane.
It says it's, like, affecting his morpher? Maybe the communication part of it, because it's all in one now.
Right. I mean, he also did get blasted and demorphed, so maybe that had something to do with it?
Maybe.
But I don't know. So they're like, all right. Tori's like, even though it's my birthday, I think we should go find that. We should go help. We should do something about it. And they're like, okay. And then Dustin's like, yeah, we should leave before, like, Zaki show up or something. And Blake's like, come on, man. You had to say it. Now they're right there. And there's just some Zaki's, like, dancing behind rocks. And then it turns out that this is where Mara and Capri are setting up for the reunion now. So they go over there to harass them because they're not really doing anything bad.
They just want to hang.
They're just looking for a cool place to chill.
They just want to show off how successful they are to all their old high school friends.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I mean, I'm assuming that Lothor and them have, like, maybe done more before they came to Earth. Like, every Power Rangers bad guy is, like, super successful, and then they come to Earth and lose.
Well, because nowhere else has Power Rangers, right? Yeah. Because, like, even they're like, we could go to Triforia, but, like, no, skip that one. What about Aquitar? No, skip that one. What about Edenoid? Nah, skip that one. We'll go to the places that don't have people who can transform into people that can beat us up, and then we'll rule the world.
What about Earth? Well, we will go to that one.
You know what? That one seems like, I don't think there's no one there right now, and they're like, yeah, you got it. And they go there, and then, like, Power Rangers show up. They're like, ah, Power Rangers. Because I think even in the first episode of this season, Lothor was like, you didn't say there's going to be Power Rangers.
Like, yeah, we're trying to avoid that.
But, like, even so, there was just Power Rangers from the season before. But those Power Rangers got their powers got taken away and put back on the Animarium. So,
and that is, like, still in the sky? Or did it fly away?
It's in the sky, but it's cloaked. Or something.
I don't know.
It's waiting for when the world needs Power Rangers again, which I think when the aliens attack, probably that's a good time. So Shayla really dropped the ball on this one, huh?
Well, she's sleeping. She's in the fetal position in her pond.
You're right. Just sitting in her pond. Nice and warm.
This is like cozy water that I'm in.
I'm getting wrinkly.
In my whole fantasy princess dress.
So they... Blake makes a bad joke. He's like, if stupid aliens do a party and no one cares, is it a party still? And they're like, what? Except for Mara, who's like, hold on, let me figure this out.
She thinks
dumb this
it's
episode.
Like a math problem. She's like, okay.
Yeah, it's like if two trains leave Chicago at the same time. No, that's not what's happening. So they fight. This is when Zurgane shows up in his Zord, which I'm going to call Zordgane. Zordgane shows up. And Dustin says... Tori, you up for a two-way? Which?
Whoa.
Which? Which? Which?
I did not catch that.
No. Oh, he says it. Because the plan is the Thunders are going to stay here and ruin Mara and Capri's party. And then the Wind Rangers will go fight Zordgane. But, Dustin, I think now that, even though it doesn't technically mean anything, I don't think. Now that feels like it means something different than what it probably meant then.
Yeah.
Because what he means is it'll be two of us controlling the Megazord instead of three of us. But what it sounds like is, do you want to go have sex somewhere? Yeah.
Well, Tori did promise a big day today.
You know? And look.
What a weirdly horny episode
it's right there, but it's... And look, honestly... If you're looking at those five boys, Dustin is the winner, like the clear winner, right? So,
whatever happened to Tori and Blake? Is that not a thing anymore?
Oh, remember he got dumb and sprayed her with stinky perfume, and she's like, "I don't think I'm into him anymore." Oh, the magic's gone. Now that we hang out and he's not mysterious, the magic is gone.
Oh, he's a dumb dumb.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Okay. He made that stupid party joke.
That was also it. She's like, I would love to go away from here from that joke. Also, when they start fighting, like before Zordgane shows up, they start fighting. It's a pretty good unmorphed fight because it's just Rangers, you know, beating up Zackies. But they immediately just start. Tori runs up, grabs a table, and just throws it and all of its contents at a Zacky.
Yeah.
They just go in and literally ruin all of their party prep. And it's kind of mean, but it's also funny to watch.
This is usually what the bad guys do to them.
Not so funny now, is it, Mara and Capri, huh? Didn't think so. So they go into they get in their Zords. They're like, we're going to go into lightning mode, and then we'll be wicked fast, and we'll beat you up. And he's like, I also have lightning mode. And he goes into lightning mode. He's like, yeah, what do you think about that, Cower Rangers?
Ooh.
And Dustin's like, it's P for Power Rangers, actually. And they start fighting. And it's actually a pretty dope Zord fight.
Yeah. I was excited that the Zord fight meant anything this episode.
There's like cool moves. It's because like the lightning mode is like much more streamlined and like svelte. So you can do a lot more stuff. So they just beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
Until they lose.
Is the 1 minute timer on lightning mode? Or are we just not mentioning that anymore?
You know, I think maybe we've pushed our limits, so now we can do more time than that.
Clam
maybe
upgraded
it was only
it.
A minute. Yeah, when they you know, now that they got the mini Zord, they can do a whole lot of new stuff.
In the sense of TV time, a minute seems about right for like a special Zord form being able to fight. But in the terms of like the kayfabe amount of time.
It would take a long time to move that.
Yeah. 1 minute is not enough time to, like, throw a kick.
No.
When you're in a giant Megazord.
Yeah, so they fight. We cut back to Shane, who's like, I forget what he says, but he's like, what's going on? And she's like, I just want to thank you. And then, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they start talking. And then this is when she's like, oh, we met before. I was Navi. You helped me then, so I'm gonna help you now, something like that. But then she's like, Vexicus was chasing me then too. So I guess he's just been chasing her for like 10 years.
Yes.
Which seems like a long time to be running.
And then she looks at Shane and she's like, you up for a two-way?
Yeah. she's got some bedroom eyes for Shane. So we cut back. Thunder's beat up all the Zackies, the Mara Capri and the Zackies bail. Cam just joins the Zord fight. He just is there. Turns into the Megazord version.
Yeah, he just flies in.
Yep. Because Thunder's like, let's go help. And then Cam flies in. And I was like, hold on.
Yeah, he gets like immediately just like slammed onto the ground.
He gets like backhanded from Zergain and just gets like swatted like a fly. And then he's like, well, that didn't work. And then he just beats up the Rangers. And then they have to get out of their Zords because they got beat up. I don't really remember what happened, but it happened quick.
I think they got knocked out. The way they land, and then Zergain or Zordgain like turns and looks at them, and they square up like, oh crap, how did we get a little?
Uh-oh. Yeah. So then they like regroup at Ninja Ops, and they're like beat up, and Dustin's just got his arm around Tori, and he's like, sorry, this birthday sucked, huh? And she's like, yeah. But they go in. We cut to Shane, who's like, what does Vexicus want? He says to Skyla. And she's like, I came to give you something. And then Vexicus just is there and grabs her by the shoulder, like by the arm, and just like drags her into the woods.
Yep.
And that's the end of the episode. So here's the part that the Netflix description informs this a little bit better, which is weird. The Netflix description says a good alien, I forget what the word it says, a good alien comes to Earth looking for a Red Ranger.
Oh.
Just in general.
That's strange. Because she's looking for Shane.
Because Shane helped her. It's kind of one of those Power Ranger coincidences where like, hey, I was I'm a good person, so when I was a kid I helped this like weird fairy light in the woods that I didn't know what it was. And then so she's like, well, now I want to repay you, but I also need to give this thing to a Red Ranger. And what a coinkydink, that's you twice. So I kind of like that. I like the explanation that she's like, I need to give this to a Power Ranger, like a red one, and that happens to be you, because, you know, doing good is good, and so you are a Power Ranger because of it. I just want to see where it goes. This is Shane's karma, right? He helped Fairy Light, and now she's here to help him. Yeah. She does get kidnapped at the end by a big shark man. So, but anyway, that's the end of the episode. Josh, you started. I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is... I don't know.
Okay. I looked up this episode.
Okay.
And it's called the Carminian.
Carminian.
Yeah, car with a K.
Yes, like karma.
Right. So yeah, that's got to be like the species that Skyla is,
I'm assuming, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I for some reason all of a sudden I just really needed to know what the actual word was.
I think the best is when Shane's like, it's your birthday tomorrow. And it's just like this nice, fun friends moment where like we can go have fun as friends and do like a fun beach time. I think that's the best, because I can't think of what else I would pick. Because I'm not just going to say like Skyla is hot. That is the best, because that seems like a little grosser than I want to be.
Right. Right. Well, you could get right up on the TV screen and just check out her pelvic just real region. Look
at that frayed belt line.
I think I'm going to best... It's a little weird, but just like that Lothor and Vexicus have history, and like, so they're bringing that like with them. So now there might be this like Power Rangers versus Lothor versus Vexicus versus Power Rangers kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
And I just like it when villains are more than just trying to kill the Power Rangers, when they have like a little bit more depth to right. them.
Right. And there's not just like all the bad guys on this side, all the good guys on this side.
Right. Yeah, you need like a good Dark Honda,
right? Yeah,
kind of a thing. So I'm gonna best that, whatever that means.
Okay. Worst is Jubo.
Yep, Jubo is in it too much.
Yeah, his dumb like, oh, I'm gonna eat the froggy, hop hop, and then hits his head. I was like, that's just stupid. You could have just walked into it.
Now I don't know. I think Jubo's still the worst, but I just need to mention the fart joke.
The fart joke is bad, but it is, at least it's just, it's there and it's gone. Much like a regular fart, it's there, it's gone.
Yeah, it's not a lingerer.
It doesn't linger like Jubo does.
Limburger. Is that anything? Lingerer, Limburger?
I mean, probably. I think maybe, but I don't know. I don't know if it is.
At least she didn't just, like, actually fart and everyone was like, oh, gross, and then it cut away.
Right, yeah. That would be dumb. MVP is... This is weird. I want to give it to Clam.
I do too, I think.
I want to give it to Cybercam, who just showed up in the woods to fight Zackies for no reason.
Yeah, like, why was he even there? Because it's not like he went to, like, follow Shane. He just was in the woods, and he's like, this is a little weird.
Tell me about the ship, dudes.
Maybe he tracked Vexicus and just was just like, instead of scanning it, I'll just go.
I'll just go see what's up.
Because I'm just like a hard light hologram. So, like, if I get defeated, Cam can just, like, reprint me or whatever.
Yeah. You just hit the reset button and then I pop back out. Yeah, because Cam was like, yeah, Clam's there. He's keeping an eye on things. He'll let us know if anything is up. So, but he saw, like, Zergane and Jubo down on Earth. And he was like, I'll just go check that out because I don't want to ruin their beach day. So I'm giving it to Clam.
Yeah. Runner up to Shane for that sweet spin kick.
That was an extremely good spin kick. That was like an all-timer of a spin kick.
Yeah. That's what we call a pro soccer move.
Yes. Now we got to tentatively rank part one of this, just so we know where we're feeling.
Pretty good.
I think so, too. It had a lot going on, but it never felt overstuffed. Like, it felt like there was a lot happening, but it all kind of came together, which is... good.
Yeah, it still has Shane separated from everybody, but with Skyla captured right at the end, they're probably about to reconvene. My theory for the next episode, and I hope it's not true, is that right away Skyla is going to turn to the armor and it's going to be a 22-minute toy commercial.
I don't think they have that much toy stamina. And also, we just did a toy commercial for Hunter's new cool regular bike. So, like,
but it turns into a hella glider.
You're right, it did.
That probably doesn't actually work, so if you throw him off the top of the stairs, he's gonna break.
Even Yeah, kids. Even that was only, like, 3 minutes. So, like, hopefully there's more to it than that, but now I am nervous they're just gonna make a big toy commercial. All right, I'm looking at... it's not better than the Thunder Strangers three-parter.
Okay. It might be better than Pork Chopped.
Because
this had the fart joke. Pork Chopped had that scientist, right?
No.
What was Pork Chopped?
Pork Chopped was the chicken theater within the popcorn.
Oh, right. I still think it might be better than that.
I do too.
All right.
So tentatively, part one of Shane's Karma coming in at number 4. All right. And that's going to do it for us for today.
Really hoping part two doesn't drag it down.
Man, it's only two parts. At least it's not a third part.
That's
Can you
true.
Imagine?
I can't imagine what they would get. Three parts is just everyone naked in the woods. Like, I don't know where you go from there.
I have no idea. So this is going to conclude on Friday with Shane's Karma part two. But until then,
may the power protect you. Yeah, because Zergane is like, I don't eat when I'm on a mission. Hang on, I got a frog again.
You found the frog that Jubo was trying to catch. Good. Go. Play.